In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. The book of Lamentations is just what it sounds like. It's the prophet Jeremiah writing, lamenting about his sadness at the fact that Israel had fallen away, and also that he was being persecuted. So there's a whole lot of pages of this, of the Lamentations. And then all of a sudden, we read this. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So we have page after page after page of lamentation. Then he mentions remembering this. Again, I'm going to read that one more time. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. It's the new every morning part that I want to speak to. Today is the indiction, which is another word for the ecclesiastical new year. It's the new year of the church. The church starts its new year on September 1st, having to do somewhat, it was somewhat near the civil new year that took place in the Roman Empire. It's also somewhat near the Jewish new year, which actually was a floating. They had a calendar that it moved a little more, so it didn't always fall on September 1st. But it was put at this time somewhat because of those and also because of the harvest. This was a time in which the harvest was finished being brought in and the seeds were being put out for the next year. So it's a pretty typical place. It's a place that makes sense to have the new year. But it reminds us of the different seasons of the church. The church has many, many different cycles. It has the cycles of the prayers of the day. Every day there are different services that are done every day. There are seven different services that are done each day. It has a cycle of eight tones. If you notice, there are many of the hymns, like the hymns for the resurrection that we sing, where there's eight of them, and we go through one, then two, then go through all of the eight. And then we have the different seasons. We have like the church new year. We have the Paschal season. We have Lent. We have the Nativity fast. And so we have those seasons as well. And so we see that in each of these things, that there's a cycle, there's a rhythm. And one of the things that should remind us of is the fact that God's mercies are new every day, and that his love for us is new all the time. He loves us despite what we do, despite the fact that we fall away from him. Every single morning, we should be reminded of his love, despite the fact that we did what we did the day before. If we fell, if we sinned, then we should ask his forgiveness and not hold on to it. It says in the Psalms that as far as the heaven is from the earth, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has put our sins from us. And that's a reminder of his great mercy and his great love that we should be reminded of constantly. And so these different seasons, these different cycles remind us that while life has its ups and downs, there's also a constancy to it. And that is God. That's not anything else in this world. There's nothing that is constant except for God. You hear the old term death and taxes. Well, taxes aren't necessarily constant. And then even death. If Christ returns, there are those who will not die. There are those who will not taste death. But the one constant thing is God in every season, no matter what is going on. And so how do we become a part of this? How are we reminded of this? How are we reminded of his mercies that are new every day? Well, first of all, like I said, when we fall, we ask his forgiveness. And we're reminded of his great forgiveness and his love, and we're reminded of his mercies. I would suggest that every single evening, as part of your evening prayers, you spend a little bit of time looking over your day, saying, okay, how did I not live up to that which you would like me to live up to today? Not so much a legal thing, but instead because he wants us to be who he created us to be. And when we sin, we move away from that. And so we ask his forgiveness for those things. And then the next day, start the day with prayer. Start the day looking to God. Start the day thanking him for those mercies which are new every day. And that will remind us. That will remind us of his great mercies and his great love for us. And then also participate in the feasts and the fasts and the seasons of the church. Be a part of this rhythm that the church has. The more you participate, the more you see these things, the more you see these cycles, and the more you're blessed by them, the more you're blessed by these mercies that he constantly wants to give to us. Today is the first day of this new church year, and it's one in which we should give thanks to the Lord, and we should ask for his guidance in the year and in our lives, and we should pray out constantly to him, seeking his guidance and his will, and remembering his love and mercy. To the glory of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.